When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Please have a seat, everybody. Thank you so much. Down here, up there, out there, all around the world. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, we are less. Is this true? What is this? This is Wednesday. So we are less than 2 weeks from the most important midterms this year. And if there's one thing we know, it's that no one can tell you what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. For the next 13 days, the news media is going to yank our chains like they're trying to start a leaf blower. Case in point, at the beginning of the month, Democrats held a 3-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot. Then suddenly, Republicans held a 4-point advantage over Democrats. Now today, polls say Democrats are up 5 points. And if these polls, and if these poll results keep up, expect anything on election night. Oh, thank you, New York Times. You're like going to a fortune teller who says, I see. Yes, I see your future very clearly. You will meet a tall, dark, or short, blonde stranger, or old friend, or no one, or get hit by a bus. Wait, wait, something's coming through. You are going to pay me $200. I accept Venmo. Now, with the polls this possibly close or not, last night was a big night because there were a lot of debates, none bigger than the one down in Pennsylvania, where there was a Senate face-off between Republican nominee and Spock's deadbeat cousin, Mehmet Oz, and Democratic Lieutenant Governor and boss elf from Rudolph, John Fetterman. A dentist. Now, if you haven't heard, this past spring, Fetterman suffered a stroke. Doctors say he's doing very well in his recovery, but it has affected his auditory processing. And that's led to some stumbles. For example, when Fetterman made his opening statement.
Let's get started, Mr. Fetterman. We're going to begin with you. What qualifies you to be a U.S. senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Admittedly, a bit of an odd way to start by saying, hi, good night. But it's a very common phrase I use all the time, like when I get to a party and I hear the word crypto. Hi, good night. Gotta go. Dr. Oz has had his problems running for Senate in Pennsylvania. For one thing, he lives in New Jersey. Also, he came out super anti-choice in the primary, and when asked about that last night, he accidentally said what he meant. Here's who Oz thinks should be involved in making medical decisions for women.
As a physician, I've been in the room when there's some difficult conversations happening. I don't want the federal government involved with that at all. I want women, doctors, local political leaders.
Oh, so close. No one should have to discuss healthcare with their local political leaders. Especially if they live in one of those really small towns where the local mayor is a dog. Making this decision was rough. But I believe life begins at squirrel. Oz also made some very dumb comments about his support for the former president.
I would support Donald Trump if he decided to run for president.
Are you concerned about the ongoing legal investigations involving the former president?
I haven't followed them very carefully. I've been campaigning pretty aggressively. They'll work themselves out.
They'll work themselves out? He's a president being accused of treason, not a cat who swallowed some tinsel. And a little trail. There they go. Let me point out, he hasn't been watching, but he has an opinion anyway. That's like a coach saying, all right, everybody, gather up. Here's the play. Get the ball to Michaels, then zag left, his left. No, your left. Doesn't matter. I've never looked at the field before. I've been busy. What's pigskin, and does it come with dip? Also, which one of you is Michaels? Don't answer. I want to be surprised. Hope for the best on three. Yahtzee. Now. Yesterday, there was also a debate night for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her opponent, Kirkland brand Gretchen Whitmer, Tudor Dixon. Dixon is another anti-choice MAGA Republican. Well, it turns out that's very unpopular in Michigan, so she's focused her campaign on another issue entirely, and it came up again last night.
What I've heard from parents across the state is inappropriate content in school libraries. If you have material in your school that is something that you can't read to a child at a bus stop because you would be arrested because it is pornographic, then it should not be in our classrooms.
Ah, yes. Childhood. We all have happy memories of bedtime when you'd get in your PJs, grab a glass of water, head on down to the bus stop for a bedtime story from a drifter named Shambles. He doesn't just do the voices, he hears them. And Tudor, sir, happy memories. Happy memories. Dixon's not the only one worried about this issue. So is this guy she totally made up.
I had a gentleman come up to me just a few nights ago, and he said, I found content in my school library describing how to have sex to my son. I went to the Democrats, and I said, I cannot believe that this is in there.
Okay. Fine. That happened. But even if it did, if someone found a book they didn't like at a school library, why would they go to the Democrats? That's like saying, excuse me, is this Chuck Schumer's office? I didn't like the finale of House of the Dragon. Also, this natural peanut butter is way too oily when it's in the cupboard, but it gets too hard when it's in the fridge. I'm voting Republican. Good day, sir. I said good day. Then, for reasons all her own, Dixon continued.
What these parents are talking about are not textbooks that will help children learn about themselves. These are books that are describing to children how to have sex.
She's right. We looked it up, and there are a lot of classic children's books teaching kids about doing it. There's Where the Wild Things Bone, If You Give a Mouse Some Nookie, and Green Eggs and Butt Stuff. There's one. Oh! Oh! Would you, could you?
Oh, God.
Could you in a box? Oh. Now, there's one guy who I think could have used a little more sex education when he was younger. You see, down in Georgia, we're getting more damning news about Republican Senate nominee Herschel Walker, seen here yelling, hit me with a gummy bear, I'm open. Walker has been campaigning on a hardline anti-abortion stance, and earlier today, a woman came forward alleging she was in a relationship with Herschel Walker and that he helped her have an abortion. Wait a second. Didn't we do this story already? Am I in a rerun right now? One of the... No? Late show, all new, not a rerun. Okay. So... We're recording me, right? Are we recording me right now? We got it. Okay, great. So it's another woman, and today she held a press conference with her lawyer, Gloria Allred, and they had a pretty convincing amount of evidence that Walker had a long relationship with this woman, including letters, photos, receipts, even a voicemail Walker left for the woman when he was in France competing as a bobsledder in the 1992 Winter Olympics. Of course, even before Jane Doe's press conference began, Herschel Walker began to push back. Here's what he said at a campaign stop this afternoon.
Well, I'm going to just say right now, you know, guys, I'm done with this foolishness. I've already told people this is a lie, and I'm not going to entertain to continue to carry a lie along. And I also want to let you know I didn't kill JFK either.
Making that the first job Walker didn't claim to have done. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Aubrey Plaza.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
My first guest tonight is an actor, author, and producer you know from Parks and Recreation, Ingrid Goes West, and Emily the Criminal. She now stars in season 2 of The White Lotus.
So you do employment law. So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What is that exactly?
We take on clients that are suing their employers for discrimination, sexual harassment, wrongful termination, stuff like that.
Amazing.
What is that based?
No, nothing. Just, I've been dealing with a bunch of bogus claims lately. I mean, everyone has. Mm-hmm. And even when they have zero merit and they get thrown out in summary judgment, you still have to go through all the depots and the internal investigations. It's a total time suck, not to mention a huge waste of money. I mean, God.
Well, they're not all bogus.
No, God, no. Of course they're not. Harper, no, of course they're not. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
All good.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Aubrey Plaza. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
It's always just a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here every time. It's been too long.
Oh, I miss you.
You know. Hey, congratulations. I just found out you just got nominated for a Gotham Award for
yes,
Emily the Criminal.
I did.
That's wonderful.
Thank
That's
you.
Marvelous. That's got to feel... That feels good, right?
You know what? It really does feel good. It's a really small movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just... It feels good when those smaller movies, like, break through the noise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
So you're starring in the new White Lotus, season 2 of The White Lotus.
Yes.
Congratulations on that. That's
Thank
fun.
You.
Now, Mike White, the creator of the show, says that he wrote the part with you in mind. He wrote it for you. Is this true?
He did, I think. You know, normally when people say they write a part for me, it's like I'm a murderer or I'm a serial killer. I'm gonna like
the devil.
I'm like a devil.
Exactly.
Or,
yeah.
Like literally. But in this show, I'm just a lawyer. I'm just a lawyer.
Yeah.
Just a normal person, mm-hmm. Which I can do as well.
Have other people like just written a part just for you before? Have you been told that before?
Kind of. I mean, Parks and Rec, kind of. Right. But that was a long time ago. I was a baby. I mean, kind of.
That's nice.
But
yeah.
But no, yeah. This is different because he really knows. He knows like the me. So you know, mm-hmm. more intimately. So I feel like I got to kind of show like a more kind of non-evil side of me, which is nice.
Sure, it is. I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
These things take place at really nice resorts, like the first White Lotus, and I assume this is just as nice. This is a really lovely resort.
Oh yeah.
Did you actually get to stay in a nice resort while you were doing it?
Yeah, we were living in the Four Seasons San Domenico in Sicily.
That don't suck.
It did not suck. It was, you know, it actually, you know, we were living there for months, and we were shooting in the hotel that we were living
That's
at.
That's pleasant.
And there is kind of like a psychological kind of effect that it has on you after a while. It's like kind of like The Shining kind of vibe.
Go on.
It was fun, but in like the
Shining
kind
of way. Were you riding a tricycle around the hallways?
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's like it's just weird because you're like living in one hotel room and then it's like time to go to work, so you like leave your hotel room and then you walk down the hall and you go into your other room that's like your dressing room, and it's just a weird. You can't escape. You can't escape it for months. And we were living in this really small town, you know, in Sicily. And we were just like, we overran that town, the cast. It was the off season there, so it was just like.
Were they happy to have you there? Were like, were they welcome to get the business? Yeah. Or were they like, well, please go away?
No, I think they were happy to have us. There was one I had, you know, it's weird when you live in a little town like that for too long, like things kind of happen, you integrate. And I got into like a weird feud with the local baker, the local bakery kind of thing. Like
feud with a baker. Go ahead.
I had a lot of days off
the devil's workshop.
I got really obsessed with these pistachio cookies that this guy was making, and I don't know why it really bugged him that I kept coming back for more. And then I kept telling everybody, you got to try these pistachio cookies, like this guy over here on the Corso. And then one day he just stopped selling them. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? You know we want these cookies. And then he was like, you want those cookies? I'll bring you 50 cookies tomorrow. And then he did, but they were overcooked. And
he burned the special order.
He burned them out of spite. And this is also could all just be like, I'm crazy, like psychologically, like, you know, I made it up in my head or something, this narrative. But I'm pretty sure it happened. And I got really kind of, it turned into like kind of like a Seinfeld episode or something where like I kept going every day and demanding these cookies and demanding that they not burn the cookies. And at one point I actually started filming and I did like a 2020 investigative report kind of thing.
Will we eventually get to see this?
I tried to interview him. I have it on my phone. I sent it to you guys, but I think they said they couldn't show it for some reason. It's shocking. It's shocking, the interview.
Right, we don't want to lose our Italian audience.
I tried to get him on camera. He said, get that camera out of here. And it got weird.
Do you speak
weird.
Italian?
Sì, sto imparando l'italiano. Sì. Un po'. I'm learning.
Brava.
Grazie. Molto bene.
Because I was saying, if you don't speak Italian, he could have been saying anything to you.
Oh, no. It was all English. He hated me. But we made up.
Character in The White Lotus, the season two, Harper Spiller.
Spiller.
Prickly, no-nonsense lawyer. Are there aspects of Harper Spiller that Aubrey Plaza can relate to?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, more my mother, because my mother's a lawyer.
Oh, that's cool.
And
trial lawyer?
She has gone to trial, but I think she mostly does asbestos litigation. Mm-hmm. But we don't need to talk about that. unless you want to.
Sure, whatever.
But I thought about her a lot when I played the part because it was cool because I kind of got to like ask her questions and I don't know, like channel her in a way. And she's kind of like a no-nonsense. Like she always wins all her cases and
Any advice?
She told me never to be a lawyer. That was.
No, I mean about
main.
The part.
Oh, sorry.
I mean
right.
Life advice.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean about
gotcha.
The part. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I was more just kind of. No, like I was more just like picking her brain a little bit, I mm-hmm. guess. And I think like her vibe is very. You know, she was very young when she had me, and she kind of put herself through law school at night, and she's just kind of a badass. And I feel like it was just cool because I don't know. Like there was something kind of. Performative about being a lawyer, I think. So,
oh,
and
wow.
like I
special
always
special trial lawyers, yeah.
Yeah, and I always felt like she could have been an actress or something. So, like, there was like, I don't know, it felt cool to kind of try to channel her in some ways. But mm-hmm.
You also are doing this is a passion project of Francis Ford Coppola. He's been trying to get this movie made for years. It's called Megalopolis. And
yes.
I know you're not here to talk about it, but I want to.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
But I want to talk to you about the process of like, does an Aubrey Plaza, do you have to audition for Francis Ford Coppola or
yes.
do you just catch, you know, scripts that come through your kitchen?
Oh my God,
window?
No, I definitely, I auditioned for sure. For
what
sure.
was that? What is it like for, you call him Frank? What do you call him?
I call him Franny. No, I don't. Me and Franny, what? No, I haven't even met him in person yet.
You haven't met him?
I can't get fired before I start. Please don't make me say anything stupid.
His wine is delicious.
He's like, why? I know.
Yeah.
The wine is good. I actually auditioned for him on Zoom when I was in Sicily. In fact, I was staying in the San Domenico, which I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure that he stayed there when he shot The Godfather. And in town, in that town, there's a literal Godfather like merch store. So there was.
You can buy a horse head or something.
I went there all the time. I bought horse heads. I bought pencils. I bought guns or whatever. Not guns.
Cannolis.
Sure, cannolis. And then, yeah, so I was on Zoom with him, and it was really weird, because it's like him, you know, I was so excited to meet him, and yeah. He was wearing a tuxedo, and I was like, wow.
He wore a tuxedo to your audition?
I know, but then I found out he was going to the Academy Awards that day. He was actually just squeezing me in. But I squeezed myself right in, too, if you know what I mean.
We have to take a quick break, Aubrey Plaza, but when we come back, Aubrey is going to spill the tea on her co-stars. Stick around.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
We're back with a star of The White Lotus. The lovely and talented Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey,
yeah.
Once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Not only
you are a great guest and just a wonderful, sparkling personality and uniquely yourself, you also always come with great stories. You're willing to just call it and absolutely spit the truth about some of your co-stars.
I have to.
And, you know, a few times that we've had the pleasure of chatting, you've been so candid about your co-stars. And, we'd like to do something that we've done before, and it's called Tea at the Plaza, okay? And that's where Aubrey Plaza spills the tea about her co-stars. I give you a name, and you grease us, okay?
Oh, I will. Mm-hmm. Grease you up.
All right.
And what kind of tea is it today?
I have no idea.
Nettles.
Yes. All right.
Good
I'm going to give
joints.
You some names.
Good for the joints, Stephen.
It is? All right. I try not to move my joints anymore.
No, you don't.
Aubrey Plaza, I'm going to give you a name. You give us the gossip.
Gotcha.
Co-star in The White Lotus 2022, Jennifer Coolidge, go.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something real juicy about Coolidge.
Okay.
Jennifer Coolidge refuses to travel by plane, train, or car. In fact, she only travels by sleigh. Led by snow wolves. So
wow.
Only...
Hollywood people have such strange demands in their contracts.
I know, she'll only travel by sleigh.
Shocking.
Only by sleigh.
Now, I don't know if you've ever worked with this person before, but I understand you've got something to tell us about Joy Behar.
Joy Behar? I got something to tell you about Joy Behar.
Hit it.
Joy Behar has sex with ghosts. And not only does she have sex with ghosts...
With ghosts. Specters.
She's proud of it. Look it up. Look it up. Google it right now.
Wow.
Google it
So that's not actually so much gossip, is that's just well known.
That's just something I heard about.
In Ingrid Goes West, you co-starred with Elizabeth Olsen. Tell us something about her.
Oh, she is sick, Steve. She is sick.
Go on.
Elizabeth Olsen... has hands instead of feet, and feet instead of hands.
Really? But I've seen her in movies, and she looks like she has hands.
Honey, look closer. Zoom in. At any time, every time she meets someone, she kicks them in the face.
Wow.
With her
the
feet
things
hands.
They can do with CGI these days.
She
they just paint the hands
sick.
Out in the movies. Wow.
She is disgusting.
I feel almost sad for her. I feel sad for her, though.
She's sick.
Danny DeVito, your co-star in Little Demon.
Give me a break.
Okay.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito does so much voiceover work. In fact, you know the sound the radiator makes, the hiss sound?
Yeah.
That's him. And another thing about Danny DeVito, he plays the voice of Satan on FX's Little Demon opposite me, all episodes streaming on Hulu. See what I did there?
Season 2 Danny? Of The White Lotus premieres Sunday on HBO. Aubrey Plaza, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying the Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all vendors and non-vendors alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.